Now I saw in my dream that by this time Pliable was got home to his house again, so that his neighbors came to visit him. And some of them called him Wise Man for coming back. Some called him Fool for hazarding himself with Christian. Others again did mock at his cowardliness, saying, "Surely, since you began to venture, I would not have been so base to have given out for a few difficulties." So Pliable sat sneaking among them. But at last he got more confidence. Then they all turned their tails and began to deride poor Christian behind his back. And thus much concerning Pliable. Now as Christian was walking solitarily by himself, he espied one afar off, come crossing over the field to meet him, and their hap was to meet just as they were crossing the way of each other. The gentleman's name that met him was Worldly Wise Man. He dwelt in the town of Carnal Policy, a very great town, and also hard by from whence Christian came. This man, then, meeting with Christian, and having some inkling of him, for Christian setting forth from the city of destruction was much noised abroad, not only in the town where he dwelt, but also it began to be the town talk in some other places. Mr. Worldly Wise Man, therefore, having some guess of him, by beholding his laborious going, by observing his sighs and groans, and the like, began thus to enter into some talk with Christian.
How now, good fellow? Whither away after this burdened manner?
A burdened manner, indeed, as ever I think poor creature had. And whereas you ask me whither away, I tell you, sir, I am going to yonder wicket gate before me, for there, as I am informed, I shall be put into a way to be rid of my heavy burden.
Hast thou a wife and children?
Yes. But I am so laden with this burden that I cannot take that pleasure in them as formerly. Methinks I am as if I had none.
Wilt thou hearken unto me if I give thee counsel?
If it be good, I will, for I stand in need of good counsel.
I would advise thee, then, that thou with all speed get thyself rid of thy burden, for thou wilt never be settled in thy mind till then, nor canst thou enjoy the benefits of the blessing which God hath bestowed upon thee till then.
That is that which I seek for, even to be rid of this heavy burden. But get it off myself I cannot, nor is there any man in our country that can take it off my shoulders. Therefore am I going this way, as I told you, that I may be rid of my burden.
Who bid thee go this way to be rid of thy burden?
A man that appeared to me to be a very great and honorable person. His name, as I remember, is Evangelist.
Ha! I beshrew him for his counsel. There is not a more dangerous and troublesome way in the world than is that unto which he hath directed thee. And that thou shalt find, if thou wilt be ruled by his counsel. Thou hast met with something, as I perceive already, for I see the dirt of the Slough of Despond is upon thee. But that slough is the beginning of the sorrows that do attend those that go in that way. Hear me. I am older than thou. Thou art like to meet with, in the way which thou goest, wearisomeness, painfulness, hunger, perils, nakedness, sword, lions, dragons, darkness, and in a word, death, and what not. These things are certainly true, having been confirmed by many testimonies. And why should a man so carelessly cast away himself by giving heed to a stranger?
Why, sir, this burden upon my back is more terrible to me than all these things which you have mentioned. Nay, methinks I care not what I meet with in the way. If so be, I can also meet with deliverance from my burden.
How camest thou by the burden at first?
By reading this book in my hand.
I thought so. And it has happened unto thee as to other weak men, who, meddling with things too high for them, do suddenly fall into thy distractions, which distractions do not only unman men, as thine, I perceive, have done thee, but they run them upon desperate ventures to obtain they know not what.
Well, I know what I would obtain. It is ease for my heavy burden.
But why wilt thou seek for ease this way, seeing so many dangers attend it? Especially since, had thou but patience to hear me, I could direct thee to the obtaining of what thou desirest without the dangers that thou in this way wilt run thyself into. Yea, and the remedy is at hand. Besides, I will add, that instead of those dangers, thou shalt meet with much safety, friendship, and content.
Pray, sir, open this secret to me.
Why, in yonder village, the village is named Morality, there dwells a gentleman whose name is Legality, a very judicious man, and a man of very good name that has the skill to help men off with such burdens as thine are on their shoulders. Yea, and to my knowledge, he hath done a great deal of good this way. Aye, and besides, he has skill to cure those that are somewhat crazed in their wits with their burdens. To him, as I said, thou mayest go and be helped presently. His house is not quite a mile from this place, and if he should not be at home himself, he hath a pretty young man to his son, whose name is Civility, that can do it, to speak on, as well as the old gentleman himself. There, I say, thou mayest be eased of thy burden. And if thou art not minded to go back to thy former habitation, as indeed I would not wish thee, thou mayest send for thy wife and children to thee to this village, where there are houses now stand empty, one of which thou mayest have at reasonable rates. Provision is there also cheap and good. And that which will make thy life more happy is, to be sure, there thou shalt live by honest neighbors, in credit and good fashion.